Hello and welcome to Econ Revise, your go-to podcast for GCSE economics revision. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most important topics in the whole specification, the mixed economy. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Sounds a bit dry, but trust me. By the end of this episode, you'll see that the mixed economy is literally all around you every single day. The NHS treating your family, the private cafe you grab your morning coffee from, the regulations that stop companies polluting your local river. That's all the mixed economy in action. So, let's get into it. First things first, what actually is a mixed economy? Here's your definition, and I want you to really lock this in because it could come up in any question on this topic. A mixed economy is an economic system that combines elements of both the free market economy and the command economy. In a mixed economy, both the private sector and the public sector play a role in the allocation of resources, the production of goods and services, and the distribution of income. Say that back to yourself. Private sector? Public sector. Both play a role. That's the heart of it. Now, to really understand the mixed economy, we need to understand the two extremes it sits between. Think of it like a spectrum, a line going from left to right. On the far left, you have the command economy, also called a planned economy. In a command economy, the government controls everything. It decides what gets produced, how much of it, who gets it, and at what price. There's no private ownership of businesses. Historical examples include the Soviet Union and North Korea today. The advantage? The government can direct resources to where they're needed. The disadvantage? It tends to be inefficient, lacks consumer choice, and can stifle innovation. On the far right, you have the free market economy. Here, the private sector controls everything. Prices are set by supply and demand. Businesses are driven by the profit motive. The government doesn't interfere. In theory, this sounds efficient, but in practice, it leads to serious problems. Who would provide street lighting if there was no profit in it? Who would pay for national defence? Who would look after people who can't afford healthcare? The free market fails to provide these things adequately. And that's what economists call market failure. And that's exactly why the mixed economy exists. It takes the best of both worlds, the efficiency and innovation of the private sector, combined with the government stepping in to correct market failures and provide for social welfare.
Now, let's talk about the two key players in a mixed economy, and you absolutely must be able to explain both of these clearly in your exam. Player one. The private sector. These are businesses and individuals who are motivated by profit. Think of supermarkets like Tesco, technology companies, restaurants, banks, all private sector. They respond to what consumers want, they compete with each other, and this competition drives down prices and improves quality. The private sector is incredibly efficient at producing goods and services that people are willing to pay for. Player two, the public sector. This is the government and government-funded organisations. Think of the NHS, state schools, the police, the armed forces, all public sector. The public sector is not driven by profit. It's driven by social welfare objectives, providing services that everyone needs, regardless of their ability to pay. In the UK, the government spends around 40 to 45% of GDP on public services. That's an enormous amount. Now, here's a really important point that examiners love to test. The public sector doesn't just provide public goods, it also provides merit goods and regulates the economy. A public good is something that is non-excludable. You can't stop people from using it, and non-rival. One person using it doesn't reduce the amount available for others. Street lighting is the classic example. National defence is another. Because of the free rider problem, where people benefit without paying, the private sector won't provide these goods, so the government must step in. A merit good is different. Merit goods are goods that are beneficial to society, but would be underconsumed if left entirely to the market. Education and healthcare are the best examples. If education were entirely private, poorer families couldn't afford it, and society would lose out on all that human potential. So the government subsidises or provides these goods directly. And then there are demerit goods, goods that are harmful to society, but would be overconsumed if left to the market. Cigarettes and alcohol are classic examples. The government intervenes by taxing these heavily or regulating their sale. So how exactly does the government intervene in a mixed economy? Let me walk you through the main tools. First, taxation. The government uses taxes to raise revenue for public spending and also to discourage harmful activities. The tax on tobacco, for example, raises the price and reduces consumption. That's the government correcting a market failure caused by a demerit good. Second, public spending. The government spends money directly on providing services. The NHS, state education, welfare benefits, roads, defence. This ensures everyone has access to essential services, regardless of income. Third, regulation. The government sets rules that businesses must follow. Minimum wage legislation ensures workers are paid fairly. Environmental regulations limit pollution. Competition law prevents monopolies from exploiting consumers. Fourth, subsidies. The government can pay subsidies to businesses or industries it wants to encourage. Renewable energy subsidies, for example, encourage the shift away from fossil fuels. Fifth, price controls. The government can set minimum or maximum prices. The national living wage is a price floor, a minimum price for labour. Rent controls in some countries are price ceilings, a maximum price for renting accommodation. All of these tools reflect the mixed economy in action. The government using its power to correct what the free market gets wrong.
Right, let's talk exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. You need to know how to use it in the exam room. Common mistake number one, confusing the mixed economy with a purely free market or purely command economy. This is a really common error. If a question asks you to explain what a mixed economy is, you must make clear that it combines elements of both systems. Don't just describe one or the other. Common mistake number two, saying the government's role is just taxation. So many candidates write something like, "The government raises taxes," and stop there. That is worth very few marks. You need to explain the full range of government intervention. Taxation, public spending, regulation, subsidies, price controls. Use specific examples. Common mistake number three. Assuming the public sector only provides public goods. This is a classic misconception. The public sector also provides merit goods like education and healthcare, and it regulates the economy. Examiners will credit you for making this distinction. Now, exam tip number one. Always use real-world examples. The examiner wants to see that you can apply your knowledge. Don't just say, "The government provides services." Say, "The government provides the NHS, which is free at the point of use, ensuring everyone has access to healthcare, regardless of income." That's a developed, mark-worthy answer. Exam tip number two. Know your command words. If the question says, "Define," give a precise definition, one or two sentences maximum. If it says explain, you need to develop your point with a reason or example. If it says evaluate or assess, you need to consider both sides and reach a judgment. Exam tip number three. For longer questions, use the PEEL structure. Point, make your point clearly. Evidence, back it up with a specific example or statistic. Explanation, explain how your evidence supports your point. Link, connect it back to the question. This structure will help you write focused, analytical answers that earn marks at the higher levels. Exam tip number four. Remember that most modern economies are mixed economies. If you're asked to give an example of a mixed economy, the UK is your go-to answer. You can also mention the USA, France, or Germany. This shows the examiner that you understand the real-world application of the concept. Now, let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask the questions, you try to answer before I give you the answer. Ready? Question one. What is a mixed economy? A mixed economy is an economic system that combines elements of both the free market economy and the command economy, with both the private and public sectors playing a role. Question two. What drives the private sector? The profit motive. businesses aim to maximise their profit. Question 3. Name two examples of public sector provision in the UK. The NHS and state education are the two most common examples. Question 4. What is a merit good? A merit good is a good that is beneficial to society, but would be underconsumed if left entirely to the free market. For example, education or healthcare. Question 5. Give one reason why governments intervene in a mixed economy. To correct market failures, for example, to provide public goods that the private sector would not supply, or to reduce negative externalities like pollution. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you're well on your way. If you missed some, go back and review those sections. Right, let's wrap up. Today we've covered what a mixed economy is and where it sits on the economic spectrum. We've explored the roles of the private and public sectors. We looked at the types of market failure that justify government intervention. Public goods, merit goods, negative externalities and inequality. And we've gone through the main tools of government intervention. Taxation, public spending, regulation, subsidies and price controls. The key takeaway? The mixed economy is a balance, a compromise between the efficiency of the free market and the fairness of government intervention. Most real-world economies, including the UK, operate as mixed economies because neither extreme, pure free market or pure command economy, work perfectly in practice. Thank you so much for listening to Econ Revise. Good luck with your revision, and remember, every mark counts. See you next time!